Lions going for the sweep of the Brewers on Cincinnati Zoo Night at Great American Ballpark, and no animals were hurt in the making of this highlight. Let's pick up the action. Top of the first, Ryan Braun facing Homer Bailey.
1-2 and holding, and a pitch. And a swing and a rocket deep down the left field line, and that is a home run, and it is 1-0 in favor of Milwaukee.
Coming to plate here in the third. This ball hit high and deep into right center field. Hamilton on the run, not going to get it. Another solo home run for the Brewers, and it is 3-0 Milwaukee. Shackelford back set, and the pitch is lifted high in the air, and it is gone. Second home run of the night for Jonathan Villar, and the first batter that Kevin Shackelford faces has hit a home run. It is now 7-0 Brewers. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball lifted into deep center field. Hamilton on the run. He's looking up, and that is gone. Second home run of the inning, and this one is a three-run Johnson. And it is now 10-0 Brewers. Nelson, swing and a miss. A slider off the plate away. One down. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Number 10 on the night for the right-hander, Jimmy Nelson.
Jimmy Nelson strikes out 11. He gets the win, improving to 6-4. Brewers take it 11-3, your final. Milwaukee hits 6 homers in the victory. That's their most in a game since 2007. Here's Reds manager Brian Price after the loss.
It's a tough one. You know, he's getting his sea legs under him. You know, it's really been all of about 3 years since he's pitched regularly in a major league rotation. So, you know, I think his stuff's is plenty good enough. I, you know, was able to see some of his outing up here in the office, and he's throwing strikes. The quality of the location isn't great. A real true snap on the slider, breaking ball and split. Haven't been as good as we've seen in the past, but we're also talking about a guy who would you know, be making his early season starts right now. And so yeah, it's a challenge. I think he's just got to kind of get himself back into the mix and just battle through. You know, we certainly know there's a better pitcher in there.
On the play that you didn't agree on, what did they tell you? The ball looked like it got stuck, but he played it. Is that the reason,
No, you have to play those. You know, the alternative is if you don't play it, the runner can circle the bases, right. And then they decide the same. They make the same, come to the same conclusion that the ball wasn't lodged under the outfield wall, and it ends up being an inside the park home run. So we tell our guys now to just play everything. Don't go into the Ivy in Chicago if you can't see the ball and look around for it. But there's a ball that you see. If you have to dig it out from under a bench or a fence or whatever, do it, and then we can go to replay. So we've gone through this with MLB, and one of the catalysts, I think, was the ball that Joey hit against the Dodgers down in the right field corner, and it got lodged under the outfield fence, and Yasiel Puig raised his hands, and then they yelled at him to throw the ball in, and he did. And what happened on that is Joey made it to third. Drove in a run, and then through replay, the umpires decided that the ball had been trapped and that Joey would go to second. The lead runner would go back to third base. We ended up not scoring. So, you know, when we challenged it, that was with an understanding that the ball had been lodged, and we're in the exact same scenario as we were against the Dodgers. And so when one of the situations, it cost us a run, and in another situation, it gave the other team a run. And I didn't like that. I didn't think that was equitable. Go back and you look at the final view, and the ball is under the fence in the exact same area, but it's loose, meaning that it's not pinned under there. They got the call right. It's ambiguous to a certain degree, but the ball was loose. It was in the exact same spot, but it was loose compared to being gently lodged in there. I think they're both equally capable of being pulled out from under the fence. The distinction was one was considered lodged and one was considered loose. So they were right with the call, and they got the call right.
I know it's tough to talk about it, but Joey Votto has just been playing out of his mind this year. 2 more home runs. It's the most he's ever had before the All-Star break. You see him in a better streak than he's going right now?
Not for power. I mean, if you remember, it was only starting about this time last year that he was on base at a ridiculous pace, and his batting average went, you know, from maybe the low 200s, 220, up to well over 300, and then all the damage started to come. And so I've seen, I had the good fortune of seeing him really, really good. However, I have not seen this type of power display and the consistency of barrel on ball for power, you know, since I've been here.
Homer Bailey lived up to his namesake, serving up three long balls in Thursday's loss against the Brewers. Here's Bailey on his performance.
A couple of mistake pitches, you know, the one to Braun, obviously, you know, just didn't finish the pitch very well. Kind of put it on a tee there for him, and a guy like him is going to do that. Other ones, you know, just it seems like everything they hit in the air went out of the park. And, you know, just not quite as sharp, but a little bit better than last time, which is not really hard to do. But, you know, it's just kind of a process. And it's not the first time I've had two bad games in a row, so we'll just keep going until it kind of sharpens up.
After the last 3 years and all you've been through, is it harder to trust that it's a process? Is it easier just having been through it and knowing kind of what it takes to get back to where you were pre-injury?
I mean, when you're so used to just following that process, you just kind of keep rolling with it, you know? I mean, the action on the pitches look good, the velocity's there, you know, just kind of getting back to the speed of the game and maybe, you know, taking your time and just being a little bit sharper. You know, that little bit of sharpness is the difference between, you know, the home run and the ground ball or the home run and the pop out. So it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Is that kind of the positives that you take out of these, the velocity's there, so you know that it's there, it's just the sharpness?
Not as much velocity as much it is the command of pitches. You know, when you start, you know, if you're throwing 6 out of 10 where you want them, and then every time it gets a little bit better, and then a little bit better, and then a little bit better. And that's when, you know, those pitches, you start getting those outs instead of hits, or those ground balls start finding gloves a little bit easier, you know, stuff like that.
The Reds welcome the defending world champion Cubs to Cincinnati.